You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today we are visiting with Christiane Horn out of Paris, France, who is a classical pianist who converted to an e-commerce entrepreneur with the immodest goal to improve the expat world. As an expatriate herself living in Paris for many years, she has experienced the difficulties of setting up a home and a network of providers. Now she wishes to ease the lives of other expatriates by connecting them to the best providers in town. ExpatForever.com is developing so far in Paris, Berlin, Brussels, and Zurich, and hopefully coming to your city very soon. Christiane, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Hello, Eric, and thank you very much for having me here today.
You're welcome. Our pleasure, certainly it is. So tell us, first of all, what is ExpatForever.com about?
Right. Well, ExpatForever.com is an expat community marketplace online with the purpose of easing the lives of expatriates by connecting them with service providers that they can easily understand, which helps them especially in non-English-speaking countries. We also try to make sure these providers meet the quality standards of the expatriates, who generally have a high educational level, above average income, and expectations that go with it.
What kind of expat providers do you recommend?
We are working on the listings on of various categories, starting from housing and relocation, administration, legal, finance, insurance, to categories such as courses in education, cooking, beauty, health and fitness, and on top of that, all kinds of leisure activities. We also started to list providers for business and concierge services. To give you an example, our visitors try to find, for instance, an English-speaking fitness coach, accountant, hairdresser, or a yoga teacher, or a Spanish-speaking interior designer, a German-speaking lawyer, or the list goes on. Of course, we are still and will always be building our listing, and we are therefore extremely grateful when experts contact us to recommend providers we have not discovered yet.
Very interesting. So you don't seem to just list just anybody that comes around. So how do you select the providers?
Right. Either we contact providers directly after having done some research, or they find us on social media platforms or on other online media. And in this case, they simply sign up themselves. Of course, we do not list anyone who appears unprofessional or incompetent or who does not speak English in the first place. We need to ensure a high-quality standard to deserve the trust of the expatriate community we are addressing. But we also ask the community to help us rank these providers for the benefit of their peers in the respective city.
Today we're visiting with Christiane Horn, the founder of ExpatForever.com, coming to us from Paris, France, here today, here on Enterprise Radio, part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Christiane, you are focusing on European cities right now, but the idea is to go global one day. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, yes. First of all, I must say it is a tremendous piece of work to find all these providers. I totally underestimated this part when I had the idea. But I am a fan of entrepreneurship, and in a way, the development work meets my passion, as most of these providers are expat entrepreneurs running their own companies. And for me, it's always exciting to meet more of these people who have the courage and the creative energy to run their own business, especially abroad, which is even a bigger challenge. But sure, ideally, we should build in more capital cities, as the need is the same wherever you go. And for the future, I'm even thinking of finding franchise partners to develop their own city.
That is a splendid idea. Now, for the benefit of our listeners, why did you choose this name, Expat Forever? What does the forever mean here?
That's a very good question, Eric. I've actually noticed that most of the expatriates know the answer intuitively, because when you live in a foreign country for a year or more, when you live in a foreign country for a year or more, something happens with you, which I would call a transformation. Bizarrely, all of a sudden you feel more at home in the expat world abroad than back in your home country. And living a bilingual, trilingual, or quadrilingual life, meeting people from all continents, makes you feel culturally enriched. The international spirit captures you and makes you curious for more. So you start to think more internationally on a cultural, economical, and I would say even political level. And this transformation is, in my experience, cureless. Once you are an expat, you are an expat forever.
And this is very true. Now, just by curiosity, you used to be a classical pianist. How did you up and develop an internet startup?
Oh, Eric, this is a long story, and I should write a book. I still play and do recordings, and we use my music for our media work. Guess why?
Tell me.
It's royalty-free, and as development is expensive, I'm happy when I can save some money somewhere. But just to keep things short, I do not think it is that different after all, as I'm still typing on keys all day.
Very good point. Very good point. She is e-commerce entrepreneur Christiane Horn, the founder of expatforever.com. Christiane wishes to ease the lives of other expatriates by connecting them to the best providers in town. Expatforever.com is developing so far in Paris, Berlin, Brussels, and Zurich, and hopefully coming to a city near you very soon. And once again, the website of reference is expatforever.com. Christiane, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. It was a pleasure.
It certainly was. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.